Hey guys, welcome to another thrilling edition of Wrestling with Death. I am your ghost host with the most, the Reaper Matt Connard, and I am here with a couple gentlemen who between them don't probably have more than 50 matches between you?
I'd say
don't have more than 30.
More than that? No, it's not.
I gave you too much credit.
Between the two of us, I think, we're right around 50.
40 right or 50. Around there.
Something like that.
The guy's not very experienced thus far, but
really, really good matches.
You want to let me do my intro? Are you going to be a problem?
No, probably.
All right.
Go ahead.
A couple guys that really don't have that much experience yet, but as of late have rubbed elbows with the likes of Ryback and Ricky Steamboat, so it's got to be something there, I guess.
Yeah.
One of them I like very much. The other I really don't care for. You can guess which is which. Sitting here with Jackson Argos, RC Dupree, better known as Team Storm. How are you guys?
Is that the end of the intro?
Can I talk? Yes, you can talk.
Can I talk now? Sweet.
Yes.
I'm doing really well. Thank you very much. Hostess with the mostest, ghostest, whatever.
I'm also doing very well. Bonjour.
Love it.
This is going to be a long one.
Damn right. It's going to be fun, though. Long and fun.
So.
Love it.
You guys... Argos,
yes.
Something I found out about you not long after meeting you. Lived in the same town at one point. Didn't even know it. Buckhannon, West Virginia.
Not only the same town, but the same time.
Right.
We were both in Buckhannon, West Virginia at the same time. I lived there for about, 3.5 years?
What were you doing there?
Rotting away to nothing.
Because you weren't born there, right?
No. I was born in Wheeling Hospital in Wheeling, West Virginia, and I found my way there after college. I was working for the West Virginia Wesleyan College for a couple of years, and slowly deteriorating to nothing before I found wrestling. So
yeah. That town will suck the life
out of it. It will. It really, it has. It still has a lot of me there. And,
yeah.
But, you know, I got out, and... nothing against the town. It's a pretty town.
It's awful.
But it's an island. It is truly an island. Like, you never hear anybody saying, I took a wrong turn and accidentally passed through Buchanan. You have to consciously go there.
And if you do accidentally go through there, you end up living there for 30 years.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Before you know it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a black hole.
Pretty much.
So,
sure.
What about you, RC? Where, we don't have to go into detail, but where are your origins? Where are you born?
So my dad was in the military, so I was a military brat, so
right.
I moved around a lot.
Right.
So I was born in Virginia Beach.
Okay. How'd you end up this way? Just happenstance?
Just happenstance.
Just wandering?
Yep.
Okay.
I went through Maryland, left Virginia Beach, went through Maryland, and then wound up in PA, so.
All right.
Can I tell a cool story about, where RC lived at one point?
Why not?
Yeah, so RC, was it McGuffey? Is that... McGuffey High School is where RC went to school, which, fun fact, is not far from Wheeling, West Virginia. And RC actually went to high school with a good friend of mine who I worked for in college. So there have been multiple times in our past that RC and I have been at the same place at the same time and did not know each other, which I think is pretty cool.
Literally.
Yeah.
Same place, same time.
Yeah, literally. There are even photos where we can see RC, like we were at the Arnold Classic up in Columbus a couple of years back.
Mm.
We were maybe 10 feet away from each other. So yeah, there's a lot of situations and fun times where RC and I were at the exact same place at the same time and did not. Same as you and I, Matt, we're in the same town at the same time and didn't know each other.
Which
so.
Is really a challenge because that town has less than one horse.
Yes.
It's a miniature horse.
Yeah.
It's a miniature horse
that's
town.
That's true. But yeah.
That's funny you guys say you happen to cross paths so much without actually meeting. You guys were trained at the same place too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Storm Academy.
Yeah,
he trained.
Landstorm School.
Right.
Yes.
Up in Canada.
Up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Yeah.
So... You guys at trainer at the same time, right?
So, Argos came in right after I left. The month after I left, Lance took a break and then had his new class.
Right,
Argos
right.
was in the new class.
Right.
Yeah. So, I showed up right after RC, and then I came home and decided to start looking, you know, for work. And, oddly enough, RC's name was thrown out very early to me. Oh, there's another Storm guy around here. And we met up. We actually met the night that we debuted, which I think is pretty cool. September, I believe it was the 19th in IWC. We met that day, and then we're wreaking havoc from day one. So.
What were both your personal experiences at Lance's school? Because as we all know, aside from you two, Jack Pollock,
yes,
the stallion that he is, also trained there.
Shout out to Jack Pollock, the best guy in the world.
He's not listening.
He will be.
He's my friend, but he's not listening.
He'll listen. He'll listen.
What are your guys' personal experiences there with Lance and the whole experience?
So, funny thing is that me and Argos were both the same kind of person in Lance's class.
Yeah. Right.
Both kind of like the class clowns, if you will.
Sure.
Trying to always make Lance laugh.
As hard as that is to believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then after I left, Lance was probably thinking, oh, well, thank goodness that, you know, he's gone. And then Argos comes in, which might even be a little worse than me.
Right. Well, we were, my experience with Lance was me constantly trying to make him laugh because I had a class that was full of very fresh faces, people that had never been in the ring before. So everyone was very, like, nervous and quiet.
Right.
I've never been nervous and quiet. So I remember even day one walking in and just shaking everyone's hand and trying to get everybody upbeat and laughing and having fun. And everyone was kind of like nervous, like, dude, chill out, calm down. We're getting acclimated to class, chill out. And I was just goofing off first day. And then, like RC said, I meet him and as he's telling me how he was in his class, I just start laughing. So I'm like, oh, cool. So I was the same guy in my class.
Right.
So then when Lance, I keep in touch with Lance, when I let him know, you know, oh, RC and I found each other, we're tagging together. I'm sure Lance saw that and went, oh my god.
Of course, they would.
Of course.
It's like the scene from Step Brothers when it's like, who's your favorite actor? John Stamos.
John Stamos. Yeah. So that's our thing is, yeah, we were both the goofballs. And I even remember...
And you look like John Stamos.
Do I look like John Stamos?
A little bit.
I mean,
the handsome quality's not there, but I see it.
Is that the charm? Am I charming? Is that what it is?
You look like somebody's uncle. That's what it is.
I'm cool with that. Yeah. I mean, I have cool uncles. But...
Just to clarify, Ty Cross is the John Stamos of this area.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to have to fight with him over that.
Absolutely.
Right.
But yeah, in short, though, my experience, I love training up there. It was, when you first look at it, you think 3.5 months, you're like, wow, that's not a long time to go from. I had never been in a ring before. So the first day of class was literally first time I ever got in a ring.
Right.
And then 3 months later, literally to the day, I was already booked on a show. So I finished training on Friday. My first match was Saturday.
Right.
So it was, you know, crazy to think, never been in a ring, and Lance can whip me of all people, because I'm a goofball.
Right.
Can whip me into shape and get me ready for a match in only 3 months.
Right.
So. Good positive experience for
right.
me.
Or you, RC?
The thing I really liked about Lance's was that it was a lot of wrestling. He was very meticulous about it, but he also taught you a lot of life lessons every day.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure you can attest to it. Just random stuff. The
right.
most random
yeah.
stuff he would talk about. If we had a subject, if we were going through a personal problem, he would just tell us about it, you know. And I thought that was very cool. Because, you know, I didn't expect any of that. It was just, oh, I'm going to go get trained by Lance Storm, but there was so much more.
Right.
And then he would bring in, like, Tyler Breeze and Luke Harper, if they're, you know, they were around.
Right,
so it was just a lot of cool experiences like that.
Mm-hmm. Once you guys get out of there, do you guys have a path set? Do you know where you're going? Are you kind of like freaking out, like, well, the school's over, where do I do? Like, did you guys have something set up, or are you kind of just floating in the air, not knowing what's going to be next for you guys?
For me, my experience was I was booked in RCW in Calgary, so I was taking baby steps.
Right.
So I had already got at least that match under my belt, and then I came back to the Ohio Valley and said, okay, well, let's figure out what all is here. And I, you know, looked at Black Diamond Wrestling. I'd looked at IWC. I'd looked at pretty much anything that was in this area within driving distance for me to work at. And then, as you've been a witness to, I just started showing up at shows with my stuff.
Right.
And just started saying, you know, what can I help with? Work in ring crew, you know, this and that. But no, there was no real big plan when I left Calgary. It was just, I got to find a home.
Right.
You know, I got to find a place that I can call home, and I think I got lucky enough with Black Diamond and with the International Wrestling Cartel that I consider them home. So,
right.
Yeah.
So for me, the International Wrestling Cartel, I've been a fan of for many years, and when I came back, I wanted to work for them, but I didn't know how, I didn't know anything about
right.
it. So I went to Night of the Superstars last year trying to meet someone.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really meet anyone that was, you know, that could have gotten progressed me, so...
Right.
Billy Gunn had a seminar. IWC was hosting a seminar with Billy Gunn, so I went to that, and that's where I met Chris LaRusso and a lot of the guys there, and
right.
helped get me in, and met Justin Plummer, and
yeah, just kind of webbed your way in. I'm sure the fact that you both were trained by Lance Storm, kind of immediately light bulb in his head, like we could do something with that. Obviously.
And then you got Jack Pollock waiting in the wings as well. The fact that all three of us are in the same area,
I think we're proof of like timing.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh yeah, because it was just I met Jack in Weirton, West Virginia, and then I meet RC, And when it's, you know, like you said, Plummer gets the gears turning of like, oh, I got three Storm guys in the same area.
Right.
And then we all three gravitate toward each other. And it's funny because we all three meet up and hang out one night and just instant, boom, we're a thing.
Right.
You know, there's never like, there's literally, I laugh. I have a group chat set up between myself, RC, and Jack, and we talk all day.
Right.
It's not like we show up and it's forced. Like, we genuinely go out together. We go to dinner together. I sleep on RC's couch like every other weekend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool that three Storm guys, same area, and all just clicked.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break real quick, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Team Storm.
Are you creepy? Are you kooky? Do you find you have moments of being mysterious and spooky? Do you suffer from being altogether ooky? Then go to prowrestlingtees.com/MattConnard and embrace your scary side. If you like to go bump in the night, we have a shirt for you. That's prowrestlingtees.com/MattConnard.
And we're back with RC Dupree, Jackson Argos, Team Storm. Now, I want to talk about your past a little bit because I relate to you, RC, in a way, as far as you being a fan of the area and then getting into the actual area and being surrounded by guys that you watched before. How deep does your knowledge or fandom of the wrestling in the tri-state area go? Like, when did you start going to shows, like, within the area?
So the first show I ever went to was in Altoona. It was a big time wrestling show. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first independent wrestler. So I knew independent wrestling existed. It's just, while I was in high school, my parents, for whatever reason, never even took me to wrestling events.
Right.
So it wasn't until I get out, but I've been a mega fan since I could remember, that right. I start going to all these shows. The first independent wrestler I remember seeing was Jock Sampson. And I was like, yeah, I'm hooked.
Right.
And then as time went on, you know, I went to a lot of the remix shows. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, saw the Headless Horseman.
Who are those?
And then, those guys. And then the IWC shows and shows like that.
Right.
And, yeah, so I've been a fan since probably 2011, been going to independent shows.
On the flip side, Argos, you don't know jack shit about wrestling, do you?
No, this is why everyone...
I guess I'll work for IWC.
Yeah, I catch a lot of flack for that because prior to getting trained, I didn't really have... RC sitting here trying to hold back laughing because I get made fun of for it constantly. There was a lot of my life going on prior to wrestling, and I had no idea. Like, I knew, again, like RC said, I knew indie wrestling existed. I was just never involved. And when I came back from Calgary, I said, well, I'm going to start doing this. And I remember, this is one of my favorite stories to tell because it's a perfect summary of our relationship. We were at, a couple weeks back, RC and I were at Jack Pollock's birthday party. And I remember RC leaning over to me saying, you know, if you had told me a year ago that I'd be at Jack Pollock's birthday party, I'd say you're crazy. And I remember leaning over to him and saying, if you had told me a year ago I'd be at Jack Pollock's birthday party, I'd say, who the hell's Jack Pollock? And they've made fun of me for that ever since. Because I was that out of the loop. I didn't follow anything in the area. I was just so focused on other things I was doing. So I'm the exact opposite, where some things will happen to Team Storm and everyone gets all excited, and I'm sitting there going, oh, I don't get it. And then they have to explain things to me. Oh, okay, that's who that is. All right.
So, to this day, Jackson Argos comes up to me, and he'll say something, for instance, like, hey, have you heard of Matt Connard? And I'm like, yeah, bro, I saw him wrestle Ron Mathis at ASW, bro. Like, yes, I know who that is.
Like, oh, I have a match with him this weekend. Is he a cool dude? And he just looks at me like, what? Like, yeah, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, that's our relationship, is me asking. Basically, RC is my walking, like, Google or Wikipedia for independent wrestling. So, yeah, it's a great asset to have.
I give him the rundown.
Pretty much, yeah. So, yeah.
You guys get paired together at IWC.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys kind of walking in there as not only new guys at the company, but new guys at the business in general? Mm-hmm. Are you guys walking in with, like, your backs against the wall, like, afraid to, like, step on toes? Like, what's the vibe like when you guys get into that locker room and start, like...
Well, if I can, actually, this is where me not being knowledgeable is a good and a bad thing. Because I didn't know anybody or know anything, it didn't really... I guess you could say I was respectful, but there were times where I would see the look on RC's face of, like, him realizing where we are and what we're doing and realizing my ignorance, and I'm all excited, like, yeah, we'll just do whatever, it's cool. And he's looking at me like... Dude, you realize what spot and what position we're in, right? Now, and I, out loud, I say, sure, but in my head, I'm going, no. Like, let's just go have fun. And he's looking at me like, oh, my God, people are going to hate us.
Right.
And we've heard more than one time, people, oh, I want to hate you so bad, but we have so much fun that it's like, I guess it's contagious. But, yeah, RC is fully aware, backs against the wall, fighting out of the corner, and I'm just out chasing butterflies, watching squirrels, because I have no idea what's going on. So...
What was it like for you, RC, going in there?
Pretty much exactly what Argo said of him just, yeah, let's do this. And I'm like, dude, come on, man. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm pitching ideas day one. Like, what if we did all of this? And RC is looking at me like, stop it. But luckily, like, it's that whole throw things against the wall. And if I'm the only one throwing things, even if it's not sticking, the thing that finally does stick, it's like, all right, well, he's throwing 50 ideas. No one else is throwing any. Let them do it. It's right. Like, are you kidding me? So, yeah.
To put everything into a nutshell, it is me wanting to work for IWC for a very long time. And then, you know, my good tag team partner, my good buddy Jackson Argo saying, I mean, I guess we'll work for IWC.
I guess that's one way of putting it. Yeah, I came back and I went, that looks like a good promotion. Let's go there. And RC, while I was training, was going to their seminars, was, you know, trying to get his foot in the door. And then I show up and go, oh, well, let's just do it. And he's like, it's not that easy. And I'm like, well, sure it is. Watch. And we just show up and go, here we are. And he's like, are you kidding me? Okay, whatever.
Did you guys really find your footing at all till Jack came in? Like, or were you guys kind of just floating around trying to keep your head above water, and then Jack showed up and now you have someone to kind of lead you?
I think that it was, it's kind of like, I've been working a few matches with Black Diamond and like I said, in Calgary before I came back, trying to find who I was. RC doing the same thing, finding who he was. And I feel like it was right as we were getting to that comfort zone of kind of knowing who we are,
right,
Jack showed up and like really helped us kick it to the next gear.
Right.
Like, that comfort level of, we don't really know what we're doing, but we're trying. Then Jack shows up and goes, I'm very aware you two don't know what you're doing, but I do, so I will help you two.
Right.
You know, so I think it gave us a lot of confidence to go, oh, well, if we screw up, Jack will cover for us.
Right.
So,
right.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I 100% completely agree. Yeah. You took the words out of my mouth.
Because Jack's one of... Jack doesn't pretend to have an ego, so he won't give a shit what I say. Mm-hmm. But Jack is easily one of the best workers in the whole area.
Yes.
So for two guys like you, who are, you know, very, very young in the business, sure, to get a guy like that to be involved with you, to give you advice, like, that's got to be beneficial for both of you.
Well, yeah. I remember, too, when we initially started working with Jack, and RC's looking at me, telling me like 5 million stories about Jack's past, and he's this and he's that. And I'm sitting there, I have no knowledge. And I don't mean that insultingly, because I've sat and watched so many of Jack's matches just to learn. And when we're tagging with him, I'm watching and I'm picking stuff up from him. So that's a real life. I'm still learning, and RC, we're both learning so much from Jack that it's unreal how amazing of an asset he is, not only to IWC, but to our careers. So I know he's sitting at home right now, brushing off his shoulders, listening and going, come on, guys. You don't got to talk positive about me. But
I love that you think Jack's listening to this.
He will. He will be listening. I'll make him. That's the thing. I will force him to listen. So
be like, hey, Ken, he has that podcast now. Haven't listened to it, but I'm sure it's fine.
That's a good Jack impression.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're around the dude enough.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, a couple people told me the story, RC, about the first time you tagged with Jack. You want to tell that story? About what was going through your head? What I've heard?
What did you hear first?
All right, fine. I'll tell it.
I want to hear this. I may not know this.
I've heard from a couple people that the first time you tagged with Jack Pollock, you were crawling over to give Jack the tag, and going through your head, you're like, oh my God, I'm about to tag Jack Pollock. What is my life?
Yeah, right?
Like, yes, that's true. That's true.
What?
I wasn't going to admit to it, but yeah, that's true.
What's it like for you, all these guys that you watched, like, from the other side of the guardrail, now being on the same side with them? Because as I broke in, I was in the same boat. Now I'm very good friends with a lot of the people who I once, watched from the crowd and, wanted to train with and stuff. I'm now friends with a lot of those people. Mm-hmm. What's it like for you to go from one side to the other and now know these people personally? Does it put the business in a different perspective for you from that angle of being a fan before and now knowing them as people? Like, does it make you look at the business differently in some way?
Yeah, I'm still in the, like, surreal process of it. Like, even like, when I was sick the other day and I saw you message me, I'm like, oh, man, like, Matt Connor just messaged me. But then I just read a status the other day I posted back in 2013 about my trip to Night of the Superstars, and I'm like, you know, I just met Rowdy Piper, DJ Z, Keith Haught, and...
which I loved.
It's like Rowdy Piper, Vader, Goldust, DJ Z, Keith Haught, and I was just so happy.
Well, you know Keith Haught's bigger than Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, much more important. Some things. Yeah. I don't know if that's common knowledge now.
Yeah.
But no, I remember going to NWA Tri-State shows in Parkersburg and seeing Zach Vincent and Vance Desmond and Cole Cash and all these guys and being like, man, these guys are, you know, this and that, not knowing a thing about the business.
Yeah.
And now, all these years later, Zach's my best friend. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really good friends with Vance and Cash. Like, I know these guys. Mm-hmm. So, it's... I think it gives you a different perspective on the business to... I'm like, this motherfucker.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
To be on I'm one like, side I do and too, think of these guys it. In one way and then... over the years, just to look back, say, man, it's so weird how life works.
Yeah.
And just how unpredictable things are.
Mm-hmm.
Special.
I do appreciate a lot of things. I'm just ignorant. I mean, you can't...
You're telling me.
Right, I'm not rude. I'm ignorant. There's a big difference.
Vintage
in the definite...
Jackson Argus.
Right? Well, like I said, there's been so many times where we meet somebody and, like, RC's got this knowledge of their entire career... And then I walk up to him, and I'm like, yeah, what's up, buddy? And I'm like punching him in the ribs, and RC's looking at me going, what the hell are you doing? And I'm like, who was that guy? And he's like, you idiot. Like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. You know, it is what it is.
For you guys to be so young in your career thus far and get the opportunity to work with guys like Ricky Steamboat and Ryback as of last weekend, like, what is it for you guys to get? Is it scary? Is it intimidating? Like, don't shake your fucking head. What is it like for you guys to get to work with these guys so close? And have you learned anything? Are you learning stuff from those people? Like, what? Stop shaking your fucking head. What's that experience been like for you as young guys?
So for me, I remember when I was at Lance's Academy, I had the chance to meet Daniel Bryan, which was awesome. It was like a week after his retirement, and. He had told us...
You know who that is, don't you, Argus?
Yes, I've also Argus. Met
Do
Daniel
I have to
Bryan.
Explain?
Good.
Okay.
Is he the guy that yells yes?
Okay, keep going, RC.
So, Daniel Bryan told us, he said, no matter how hard you work, no matter how hard you try, the biggest thing for me and the biggest advice I can give you guys, and you might not expect this, but it's luck. He goes, my career is based on a lot of luck. Mm-hmm. And less than a year in, it's. I mean, I think Argus and I have worked hard, but I think luck is also timing. Timing is a lot to do with it as well.
Right.
And it blows my mind. Like, I went the show that I saw you fight Ron Mathis at. Mm-hmm. Ricky Steamboat was in the main event as a ref.
Right.
And then he was a ref for our match. Night of the Superstars last year, I was in the crowd. This year, I was main event with Team Storm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It just it's a little it takes a while to sink in, and I appreciate all of it, and it's. I guess surreal. I keep saying surreal, but that's the best word I could think to.
Right, lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Right, and you don't appreciate any of it, do you?
No, I do. I do. Shut up. No. What really hits home is when I work with anyone who's been in the business for a long time. It blows my mind how much they all sound like Lance, because I, you know, that whole like if. A million people give you the same advice. Mm-hmm. It might be that one person, they say the same thing, but because they said it, it clicks.
All right.
But when I'm getting the same advice from Lance, from Ricky, from Ryback, from everyone who's been to the big dance,
right.
They're saying the same thing. As silly as it sounds to get the same advice over and over, it starts to really sink in like, man, this is much more important than you think it is.
Right.
And alluding to what RC said, as far as timing and stuff goes too, it's not only timing, it's not only luck, but once you establish and find who you are, it makes things easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the Reaper. So if, let's just say hypothetically, the Undertaker shows up at a show. The obvious match right there would be, well, we got to do something with the Reaper and Taker. So once you find who you are,
right,
it's not like anyone's sitting there going, he doesn't deserve it. If it makes sense, it makes sense.
Right.
And when you've got Team Storm doing our thing, and we do not like Andrew Palace.
Right.
And when you have Ryback coming to the show, if that makes sense to even the odds, then you can't fault anyone that things fall that way.
No.
So with Daniel Bryan saying it's how things fell into place, at his time, at his peak with the WWE, he was the most, as just a fan favorite, everyone loved him. So who does everybody hate? When you have someone so hated and someone so loved, you can't fault anyone for that.
Right.
If it falls into place, just let it happen.
Right.
And I think with our, I guess you could say success, I don't always call us successful, we're so young, but a lot of the stuff we've gotten to do has been because of luck and because of, if it just works, it just freaking works. And, you know, yeah. So, go Team Storm.
Really good way to wrap that one up.
Yeah.
What do you guys think is the most important piece of advice you guys have gotten so far?
I hear every other day, slow down. I was literally just about to say. Yeah,
I'll give you that one.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, like, and I don't mean slow down in the sense of like, oh, you're doing too much too early in your career. I mean in the ring, slow down, because it goes so much faster than you'd think. Right. You're sitting there going, you're almost like blown up, and you're like, all right, that was probably 4 minutes. And then you're like, you look and it's like, it's been 20 seconds. And you're right. Like, what? Are you kidding me? So that, to me, I'm full of caffeine all the time. So I'm always fast, 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 go, 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 go. So telling me to slow down is the biggest advice I always get. Yeah. Sorry to steal your answer, RC. I went a little fast.
Argus may not know who anyone is, but he's filled with charisma.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I would say slow down as well. I had that drilled into my head. It's when you think you're going slow, keep going slow.
Right.
You know, go slower. Yeah. So right. I would say that's the biggest piece.
Yeah, I would echo that time and time again.
My other biggest piece I get a lot of time is told to, and I can't wait to see Matt's reaction to this one. I get told a lot, keep your mouth shut and listen. Which I can't tell if that's advice or just a personal like, preference of people I'm around. But yeah, I tend to talk a lot. And when I get told, you're in there with a veteran, shut your mouth and listen, that's the biggest piece of advice. I think a lot of young guys, their careers stop very early because they don't want to do that. It's that whole, I know what I'm doing, I'm going to go out and do it. You do have to really shut the hell up and listen.
You should write that on your hand.
I should get that tattooed.
And you get it tattooed on your skin. That way you can always go, shut up. Listen.
Well, that's if I can quote Lance, and you'll remember this one. You don't ever want to be the yeah but guy,
right?
So if you're getting advice of any kind, don't be the guy that just waits till they're done talking to go, yeah, I see what you're saying, but, and then you say something that's contradictory to what you've just been told.
Right.
Don't be that guy.
Right.
So
don't be Jackson Argos.
Sure.
Ever.
Sure.
All right, we're gonna take one more break. Then when we come back, we'll wrap up with Team Storm.
Hey guys, just some quick plugs here. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Wrestling Death, and you can follow me at Reaper Matt C. This weekend, you can find me on Saturday in Marietta, Ohio for Remix Pro Wrestling. And on Sunday, you can find me in Weirton, West Virginia, defending my Black Diamond Wrestling Heavyweight Championship at Black Diamond Wrestling. All right, now back to the talk.
We're back with Team Storm. The longest break in my life. You guys are still so young, so new. What, as a cliche as it is, what is it you guys want to do going forward? Like, do you have aspirations? Do you know what there is to achieve in this business, Argos? where do you guys want to go from here? Because obviously, so young in your career, you've done a lot of stuff that guys 5-6 years in their career dream of doing. Like in this area. So what is it exactly you want to or hope to do going forward?
I have aspirations. What they are, I don't know. But so I heard this quote from Crowbar, Devin Storm, which I thought was great. And he said, don't have any expectations at all in wrestling. That's why whenever something happens, it's like, oh, man, this is so awesome that this happened. Because
right.
You just don't have any expectations.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, to a point, I do kind of agree with that, and I do kind of live by that. But I also do have, like, expectations that I don't even know about.
Right.
Like Night of the Superstars. Didn't think that was going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, you have nice calf muscles.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you hear that, honey? I was complimented.
Ooh.
How about you, Argos?
Me. You know, it's I'm very similar to RC as far as, like, I have places I'd like to work and places I'd like to go, but I don't have a set list. And the analogy...
Of course you don't. You don't know what anywhere is.
Well, the analogy I like to use is, you know, if you keep looking at a scale every day, if you keep looking at a scale every day to see how much weight you've lost...
Right.
But you are doing it the unhealthy way, then why do you keep looking at the scale? Right. Like, the number doesn't matter. It's your progress and your health and you're moving forward. So to me, it's like, everything that gets put in front of me, I'd make sure I do that very well.
Right.
Because if I keep saying, this is what I want, this is what I want, and I badger home that I want it, I'm then just the annoying guy that's badgering everyone to get to that point.
Right.
But if I take what's in front of me and, the experience, you know, turn shit to shine... Well, if you make everything put in front of you look good and seem good, then you'll get wherever you should be and you can be.
Right.
So I don't sit at home thinking, you know, oh my God, it's only been 9 months. I'm not in the WWE. What the hell?
Right.
Like, no, I sit there and I think, what's next? What's next week? Am I booked the next week? Am I booked the next month? And I keep moving forward from there. Goals and aspirations, obviously everyone looks at the bigger, you know, the Ring of Honors, the NXTs, the WWEs, the big stuff like that. And that would be fantastic. But I don't sit at home every day going, oh, when is that going to happen? If it does, it does. At this point in my career, I'm having fun. And I'd say I'm putting on passable matches. I think I'm... Thank you, Matt. I think that as much fun as we're having, I don't want to ever wake up feeling like, oh, I have a show today.
Right.
Oh, I have an event to go. I wake up and go, oh, I get to see my buddies. So my goal is to keep that going every single day.
Right.
That's my goal and my aspiration. So,
right.
Yeah.
High five.
High five, Team Storm. Got it. Oh, your palms are sweaty.
Speaking of the Team Storm moniker, do you guys ever, like...
We have a moniker? Cool.
God. I just want to cut this short so bad. Does it scare you guys to eventually have to find your own identities outside of Team Storm? Because that's not going to be a forever thing, obviously.
Sure, not with that attitude. No, I to find ourselves, I have made the comment several times that whenever RC finally gets sick of dealing with me and Jack gets tired of sick of dealing with me and I have to do things on my own, I'm not afraid or scared, but I think that it'll be, as long as it's still fun. Finding who I am won't be hard because I'm obnoxious whether I'm in Team Storm or not.
Right.
I can't really change who I am.
Uh-huh.
I'm very comfortable just being me. So whatever road that I'm traveling down, I'm still going to be Jackson Argos whether I'm in Team Storm or not. I would love to stay with these guys as long as I can. So we're going to keep doing that. You say it can't go on forever. I say it can. Ars, go ahead.
Whether or not I'm in Team Stormer or not, I will always be the eccentric artist.
Ooh. I like that.
Ah, crazy sayings.
You can't see the finger wave because we're on a podcast, but yeah. He's waving his fingers eccentrically, if that's a word.
Yeah.
I think one day I'm going to try to tag with Matt Connard. He'll be the Grim Reaper, and I'll be the Mini Reaper. It'll be awesome.
It'll be a cold day in hell.
I could tag with him.
I
we could be.
This. I know where the old vest is.
Oh, perfect. Oh. There it is.
Honey.
You could be the eccentric Reapers.
Oh.
You son of a gun. I was just going to say that. You could get, like, you know.
Matt Connor can, like, ooh.
Yeah.
And I could just be like, oh, if you would have told me a year ago, I would be.
You leading them on with that
multi
is the opposite of comp trolling.
No, they could have, like, multicolored, crazy, cool looking skulls and stuff. The eccentric Reapers. I love it. I love that. And then we would just be like the same thing. It's just I annoy you and you love me and we have fun.
You guys could be Jackson Argus and friends.
That would be to imply he has friends.
One day I will. I'm working on it.
All right. Let's go to some questions.
Oh, cool.
That we got, which... To be honest, we didn't get any serious questions.
We didn't get any serious questions?
No one cares.
No one cares. Can RC and I can ask each other questions?
I got a couple from Marcus. I got one from Magnum, so
oh,
I'm just going to ask these for time filler's sake.
Sure.
Marcus's first question.
Absolutely.
Marcus
Mann.
Who's a bigger influence on you? Marcus or Marcus?
That's tough.
Marcus Bagwell. I... I am a huge Buff Bagwell fan.
Yeah, yeah. Buff Bagwell is very influential on both of our careers.
Do you know why? Because he's buff. He's the stuff.
Yeah.
And the girls just can't get enough.
Yeah. Good answer. Good answer.
Goyles.
The Goyles.
The Goyles. Yeah. Magnum asks, who do you think you are?
Okay.
What gives you the right?
Oh.
And what's your favorite Prince song?
Who am I? Petey Pablo. Reference there. What was the second one? Who do you think you are? What gives me the right? Jack Pollock.
Yes.
Jack Pollock gives us the right to do a lot of stupid things.
Yeah.
Favorite Prince song? Raspberry Beret.
Favorite Prince song would be In West Philadelphia. Wrong Prince. Fresh Prince.
You don't know anything about anything, do you?
No. Am I wrong?
Are we talking about, like, what's our favorite Prince of Punk Shannon Moore theme song?
Right.
Or
I'm confused by the question. Next! On the playground is where I spend most of my days, chilling out, maxing. Yeah, Fresh Prince.
All right, let's get these over with.
Sure, let's do it.
Marcus again.
Oh, okay.
Asked, young Michael Jackson or solo Michael Jackson?
Who?
Of course that's your answer.
I don't get it. I'm confused.
Are you guys just that young you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about?
I don't know who we're talking about. Michael Jordan? Oh, he means Michael Jordan. I liked him when he played for the Wizards, but he was a lot better when he played for the Bulls.
Is that sports?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, Michael Jordan was awesome.
I'm a fan of Mike Headstrang, otherwise known as Road Warrior Hawk.
Right.
I think that's his last name. I pronounce it right. But that's my favorite Michael.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, then. Ricky Hart, the only guy who asked an actual question.
Sure.
What was it like training under Lance Storm? Like, as far as being a fan of Lance?
You want to go? I'll let you go ahead. I talk a lot.
It was, in one word, stupendous.
That's a word.
It is a word.
It's a hell of a word.
What was it like training? It was eye-opening, I guess would be my short answer, because I've given a lot of long ones. But eye-opening, yes.
I do not regret going up there. It was the best career decision I could have made, and I think Argos and Pollig would agree with that.
I wouldn't have a career if it wasn't for, I don't know if I have a career yet, but I wouldn't be wrestling if it wasn't for Lance Storm, so it was awesome.
Alright, a question from Trevor Oz.
Cool.
If Jack Pollock is a stallion, what kind of horse are you?
Oh. Wait, us collectively? Okay. That's a really interesting question. Oh. I know Matt's sitting here going, horse shit! But no. I don't know many breeds of horse. I think I'm a Clydesdale, maybe, because I'm so buff, you know? I'm Little Sebastian from Parks and Rec. I'm Little Sebastian.
You're a blind old mini horse?
Yes, that's me. That's my answer. I'm Little Sebastian.
I was just sitting here in my head going, I hope one of them says that. And
there it is. Ours?
I'm not a horse, but I can tell you that my favorite Four Horsemen member of all time is Mr. Steve Mongo McMichael. Thank you very much.
I love it.
All right.
Cool.
You guys want to play a game?
Oh.
Play a game, get out of here?
Aw.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
All right.
You want us to go? We're having fun.
I ever want that?
When do we get to come back? When's Team Storm 2.0? When do we get to come back?
All right, let's play this game.
Let's play a game.
All right. It's time to play the game. Time to play the game. Oh, here's a good one.
Okay.
We will do a game called Magic Mike.
I get to get naked and dance? Oh, okay.
I'm going to start reading a promo.
Okay.
A famous promo.
Okay.
And the first one of you that recognizes this promo.
Yeah.
Raise your hand.
I'm going to get destroyed with this. Okay.
And say who cut the promo.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
I'll use the most obscure one of the three to give you...
Eric Bischoff.
Even give you a fucking chance.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. All right. Yeah, I'll do this. Okay, ready?
Sure.
All right. Don't expect me. Well, don't slap the phone. What are you doing?
I was getting ready to raise my hand.
All right. Don't expect me to be bitter. When you open your heart, when you open your soul and it gets shit on, it tends to make Jack a very mean boy. And so I'm saying to you, before I take these aggressions out on you, to look at your future, to realize that the hardcore life is a lie, that these letters behind me are blatant.
McFoley?
As
Cactus
yep.
Jack?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Got it.
RC for the win.
I couldn't tell if it was being directed toward Cactus Jack or... Yeah, I suck. I got Eric Bischoff right, though.
Now RC...
So that means we both beat Matt. Yes!
I wasn't playing.
Team Storm just won!
Yeah, Team Storm.
Team Storm just won Wrestling with Death! We did it!
Artist.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Team Storm! Team Storm!
Hey, what's up? Deserve it.
You deserve it.
My passion for this podcast has been quenched.
We just wrestled Death and won!
Vintage Team Storm.
Yep. Classic Dupree.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Let's do it.
You guys plug your social medias so we can get the hell out of here.
Sure. Arse, go ahead.
I am the RC Dupree on Twitter. I am RC Dupree on Instagram. And I am RC Dupree on Facebook. And Matt Connard has some pretty impressive calf muscles.
Thank you, RC.
Oh. My turn. You can find me on Facebook. My name is Jackson Argos, J-A-X-O-N. A-R-G-O-S. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Jackson Argos. And I'm also on Pro Wrestling Tees at prowrestlingtees.com/Jackson Argos. So go follow me, order shirts, have fun, all that cool stuff. And yeah, go Team Storm. I also think Matt Connard has great calf muscles.
Don't fucking ride his coattails on the compliment.
I have to. You hate me. Also, go follow Jay Paul's beard on Twitter as well. Jack Pollock. Woohoo.
Yeah, let's all do that.
Yes.
Let's ignore you.
Yeah.
And go follow Jack.
Yeah.
Okay. Jack. This has been exhausting.
Best podcast ever.
For Jackson Argos, for RT Dupree, I'm Matt Connard. Till next time, stay cool.
Are we doing well?
Yeah, you're doing fine.
Sweet! I don't like the time.
He's doing fine. You're...
I'm an idiot.
An idiot as usual.
You're both delightful. Don't listen to me.
I love how much... When I first got to tell this quick story...
Yeah, go ahead.
Matt comes up to me and goes, I said, man, I can't wait till we have another match again. And he literally says to me, I will never work another match with you as long as I fucking live. And without missing a beat, right after he says that, Ty comes over and goes, hey, that next show in Moundsville, you're working with Argos. And Matt just looks at him and I go, yay!